Hello, and thank you for listening to this special promo for Ghosts of the Internet. We'll be recording the next episode live on October 30th, 2010. Be there. Here are some wonderful stories from last year's Ghosts of the Internet.
Who did the zombie invite to his party?
Anyone he could dig up.
The Dutchman let out a terrible scream, and the horse slipped toward him at a full gallop.
"I'm waiting for my pay," he said. Stretched naked on a long table lay the body of Henry Armstrong.
Over the mountains of the moon, down the valley of the shadow, "Ride, boldly ride," the shade replied, "if you seek for Eldorado."
And crying with a loud voice, "This is indeed life itself," turned suddenly to regard his beloved. She was dead.
The Lord presented the jeweled horn to the King of England, who carefully preserved it among the royal treasures. But never again did the benevolent goblin return to the hillock.
The man in black bowed once to the crowd and disappeared. The devil had come to his party, and he had spun the girl all the way to hell.
And so all the night tide, I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, in a sepulchre by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding
sea. What do you give to a pumpkin who is trying to quit smoking?
A pumpkin patch!
Yes. Yes. Let us be gone.
For the love of God, Montresor!
Yes. For the love of God.
Another cross, and another. I think we're in the town cemetery. Cool, Michael said. Dodger, come! But the dog wouldn't come. We couldn't coax him. We couldn't order him. What could an old cemetery mean to a dog? He couldn't know a tombstone from a fence board. Could he?
Who was the most famous skeleton detective? Sherlock Bones!
The water sprung up and surrounded him, pulling him into a pool of darkness. He was gone before anyone could have reacted.
How can you tell a vampire likes baseball?
Every night he turns into a bat.
Tracy and Margot pulled the scarlet ribbon from their friend's neck as she smiled down on her husband. As the ribbon slid off, so did Scarlet's head. It fell loose from her body and into the coffin, her lips kissing John's cheek, and her head lay next to his.
And the moral of this story is, you don't need to know everything in life, but it helps to know that you are truly loved.
Thank you for listening to this promo for Ghost of the Internet 2010. For information as to how to join us, visit www.ghostsoftheinternet.eclipse1.com. That is ECLIPSE-1.com.